Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got that right, Tim Roy. It's a lot to unpack from that one. Saturday night in Houston, Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors here on 95.7 The Game, your flagship for Golden State Warriors basketball. And oh baby, what a game that was as the Warriors blow a 31-point lead. They start turning the ball over, start missing shots. Rockets storm back as they go small. They take out Şengün and Van Vliet. They go to Tari Eason and our man Thompson, one of the Thompson twins. They storm back, but the Warriors survive in overtime. Big baskets by Pods in regulation. Huge baskets by Kuminga in overtime. And the Warriors improve to 5-1 as they are in the nation's capital today to take on Jordan Poole and the Washington Wizards. Hell, Shaskin, they've won 20 of their last 24 road games dating back to last season. They've beat the Rockets 14 straight times. I don't know if you heard Fitz at the end of the broadcast saying, there's members on this Rockets team that have yet to beat the Warriors.
They've won what? What's their road record, the Warriors?
20 of their last 24 dating back to last season.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Wow. Wow.
20 of their last 24.
Wow.
They've won 8 straight in the city of Houston, 14 straight overall against Houston, but more importantly, it's the form and how we feel about this team. Look, there's going to be trade rumors swirling, whether or not this guy likes to be on the bench or doesn't want to be on the bench. Whatever the case may be, this team looks good. They're having fun. They're 5-1. There's a plethora of storylines here that we're going to get into today. We'll get around the NFL and what we saw transpire yesterday. The Rams, what a throw by Stafford. Cardinals, they're not going away. Lions look great. Eagles, they're quietly 6-2. But let's start with the Warriors, Sasky. What a feel-good win Saturday after nearly pulling a 31-point lead.
I've got so many thoughts from this game. Number one, the amount of people that are buying into the Warriors right now is unreal. Walking around, seeing everybody at Saturday at the Reardon event, everyone's like, dude, this Warrior team is lovable. Like, man, you think they can get this win tonight without Steph? Like, it does feel like the Warrior fandom is, like, alive and well again. Not that it ever really went away. It was just, you know, people are believing. And then they come out and they're up, like, 30 points in the second quarter. And I'm like, all right, I'll feed LJ. I'll put him down to bed. I'll start some laundry, you know, and I feed him. Like, I'm in the dark room upstairs, you know, in his bedroom. I'm putting him. I come back down. It's an 8-point game. It's a 9-point game. What happened? And the entire time I'm watching that fourth quarter and I'm saying to myself, and I cannot be alone in this. You can't lose this game.
You can't lose this game.
Like, you cannot lose this game. And then when it goes to overtime, and we could break down the final, like, the final, like, minute or 30 seconds or 45 seconds, Draymond turnover, Draymond missed free throws, Pods splitting free throws, Buddy Hield turnover, buckets galore, and free throws for Houston. And it's like, you are going to look back at this. It felt like one of those rare regular season games that, like, it's not just winning or losing that game. It feels like the momentum swing could carry you for multiple games, from winning or losing that game. And for them to pull that out in overtime, and now I get to Jonathan Kuminga. I know I'm long-winded, but just the fact that they tried to throw the ball to Wiggins at the block, he gets a turnover, they double-team him. And then JK's like, you know what, I'm taking over. And not that he's mad at anybody. The fact that he became this team's number one option in overtime, to me, just cemented, like, let's ride with JK. I know I've been all over the place. I want to trade this guy and trade that guy, but I felt so happy for the young man. Like, he had three big boy buckets in OT.
Well, you know what? You went to Sarah Reardon, and I love this about high school. I do want to say I'm a little disappointed in myself. I was reading the Mercury News in my league that I played in, the Academic Athletic Association. We have to do better. I have to do better and bring a light to that league and what Lincoln is doing and what Lowell is doing and what Mission is doing. Their scores don't even appear in the Mercury News. We got to fix that. I got to fix that. But as I was walking the Bruce Mahoney game with SI and SH, a lot of people, to your point about, man, this Warriors team.
That's what I'm saying.
This Warriors team. Is this sustainable? And you know what? There's a lot of Warrior fans that want to just stick this through. Before we start talking trades, because the Giannis stuff is not going anywhere. I see the Knicks are in on it or whatnot. Let's just see what happens in the first 20 games. Let's see what happens on this road trip. As the road trip moves on, and I'm excited about tonight being in the nation's capital, and I think they're going to roll against the Wizards. Then they go to Boston, Cleveland, OKC, and it's going to be some big-time litmus tests. By the way, Bruce Cree Frazier, he's going to join us at 7 o'clock to talk about what's going on in the road. We'll have him on for 10 minutes to talk about this great start with the Golden State Warriors. Yes, they had to win this game three different times, right? You go up and build a 31-point lead. Shaq and they were shooting 60% in the first half. 60. 12 of 20 from the three-point line. We'll get to Buddy Hill because, damn, what the hell is going on with him? The guy is on fire right now. We'll get to his numbers and what he's doing off the bench. Buddy Buckets, that is, with a game high, 27. Six made threes off the bench. He's playing well. But the one thing about Buddy that I absolutely loved, it's not one of the shots that he made from the three-point line. It's not one of his two-pointers or whatnot. It was getting J.K. locked in and focused in that second quarter. J.K. didn't like a foul call. Buddy, hey, clapping. Hey, let's use our brains. Let's chill. We're okay. The constant talking to Jonathan Kuminga to just, hey, J.K., we need you. Just calm it down a little bit. And boy, did Jonathan Kuminga, after the week he's had, responding to going to the bench, shifting to the bench, because, you know, some people care about starting and whatnot. We'll get into that. But the fact that he produced three straight solid games and responding the way that he did shows me that he's the ultimate professional, that this kid gets it, he's bought in, and whether the money comes or not, we'll see about that. What a response from J.K., but Buddy Hill with the leadership, Draymond with the leadership, that was a feel-good win Saturday. That was a feel-good win on how to set the tone and watching the kids, Shasky, not just Kuminga, but Brandon Podziemski, because he's another one who's polarizing around here. A lot of people got thoughts on Pods. Is he that good? Is he explosive? Well, all I know is this guy is a damn winner. This guy is a gamer. And to hit those 6 points late in the game after getting pressed and having trouble bringing the ball up the floor, he's getting pressed. Thompson's taking the ball out of his hands. To hit those shots, to pump fake into paint to get two guys up in the air, to fade away over Jabari Smith Jr. Huge freaking shots by the youngster, Shasky. And that's what I think people are excited about, too.
You know, there's just so much to love from that win. I'm looking at Pods late in that game. He had some footwork plays around the rim that were just brilliant. Using his pivot foot, using the rim as a defender, finishing with both hands. He was awesome in that one. And, you know, I have an admission to make.
Uh-oh.
Draymond drives me nuts. And there were points in this game where he drove me nuts as well. And I kept asking the question, like last week, like, do you believe in Draymond? Can you really believe that Draymond's like turned a new leaf? You know what? I'm going to buy in on Draymond. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because I'm watching a veteran player who is a battle-tested four-time champion who's a lot of things. I mean, look, his resume is very deep, okay? You ask all the other fans in the league and they hate his guts. But when the chips were down, and I think I expected him to just not mail it in. That's not fair. But like, just to not be as locked in as we needed him to be with Steph Curry out. I think he's been everything that you want from your leader. He's been a floor general.
Yeah.
He's played elite defense. He is emotionally uplifting young players like Jonathan Kuminga. You know what? Like Draymond, I've ripped you for a lot of things. And while Steph's out, I got to give you a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. I'm coming around on this Draymond is a changed man thing. I'm not all the way
champion
there.
Champion to change. Champion
I'm not,
to
but
change.
I'm not going to laugh at it anymore.
And look, he was running hot late in that fourth quarter. Things were snowballing. The Rockets got the Toyota Center rocking. A man Thompson's going to the rack. He's picking up 94 feet. Tari Eason off the bench. You know the whole Rockets come out and play. Tari Eason played his ass off Saturday night, 11-19, 27, going to the rim, 9 rebounds. Houston, for them, their best lineup may be with Şengün and Van Vliet out. They're a lot faster with Easton and Thompson in. Get Van Vliet and Şengün out. Van Vliet looks like he's lost a step. He's making $40 million. Geez Louise, or Şengün, he's got some of those empty calories, that empty calorie mindset where it's just like, yeah, he's going to get his numbers, but does he impact winning? Anyway, Draymond Green. And he was running hot. You can see him. He was revving up in that fourth quarter. Leadership, hugging JK after the game, being there for his teammates, ball handling, and the aggressiveness offensively. Knowing that Stephen Curry's out. Knowing that Wiggins is returning for the first time after missing two games. Knowing that JK's coming off the bench and Buddy Hill's doing his thing off the bench. But Draymond Green providing some offensive punch. I'm telling you, man, these 14 points, and you always hear Bully on the postgame show, it doesn't matter, Bonte, when I always bring up the stat, whether or not he makes two or more threes, they win a game. It does matter when he's being aggressive offensively. It does. 4 of 8 Saturday night, the big three late in the game, the 11 rebounds. I thought he had a solid floor game. Now, look, he fouled out. And so that's why JK and Paz, they get a lot of love for what they did. But Draymond Green being aggressive offensively and then hyping up JK at the end of the at the end of the bench, at the end of the game, I loved everything about that. So Draymond's doing his thing. He's locked in. And let's just see it, folks. Let's just see what happens on the rest of this road trip. How exciting is this? They're on the road to the East Coast with the perfect barometers. Boston staring them in the face. Cleveland's undefeated with Kenny Atkinson staring them in the face. And I haven't forgotten how Cleveland took it to the Warriors last year in both games. Within a week, they blow them out in Cleveland. They blow them out right here at Chase Center. Draymond Green got ejected at that game at Chase Center with Donovan Mitchell waved bye-bye. And then, of course, OKC Sunday. So the Draymond Green on the court, the leadership, we're seeing it all here, man. We're seeing it all. I'm loving where this team is at right now, folks.
And that brings me to Buddy Hield. As the leader of the Buddy Hield movement here in Golden State.
You're the leader now, the Buddy Hield movement.
I'm just teasing. But on the real, this guy's averaging 22 a game. I know it's early. But when I watch the game, A, he's defending. Like, he's trying really hard defensively. Like, I didn't have that on my bingo card. He has taken guys off the dribble multiple times. Now, that's not like the bread and butter of his game. That's like the deep ball. We all know that. But B, come on.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. The leadership with JK, if you watch the second quarter, and JK's running a little hot. He didn't like a foul call. He's not happy about it. And Buddy Hield subtly, if you go back and watch it, hey, JK, I need you. I need you locked in. So JK having Draymond in the starting unit and Wiggins, and then you got Buddy Hield off the bench and Looney to say, hey, JK, and I said, wow, Buddy Hield has a voice. He has a voice. Now, what I want to know what Buddy Hield is, he's holding the ball, if you notice on the bench, he has a basketball in his hands at all time, like he's just ready to shoot. Well, he found his basketball heaven. I mean, this thing, is this sustainable? We'll ride the wave. He's 30-58 from the three-point line, and it's not just that he's making shots. The looks that he's getting great looks. Great looks. We talk about Klay Thompson getting great looks in Dallas. Well, Buddy Buckets is getting wide-open shots, and yet people on the scouting report are like, oh, well, maybe he's going to come back down to earth. Again, my question is, he looks this good? What the hell was Indiana doing? What was Philadelphia doing?
I think he's changed, though. Like, I honestly do. I think that the guy has clearly found certain stability. And, you know, he goes by Buddy Love on Instagram. And I think that that's just the way I'm going to go with it from here on out. I'm thinking in my mind, Dude Love. You know the intro for Dude Love when he used to come out? I need Buddy Love all year. And what? You got it? Let's go. Come on, dog. This is the Summer of Love destination back in the day. God. All right? Get me my tie-dye. All right?
Buddy
he fits
Love.
Right
I'm
in.
Going Buddy
my
Buckets.
Man's got an ear-to-ear smile. He's the connector of this team. Buddy Love, my boy, is driving a giant old-school Volkswagen van, and we're all hopping in, and we're puffing on some good stuff, and we're headed to the playoffs. Buddy Love.
Deep playoff run?
Let's do it.
Are you no, a deep playoff run?
Not there
are
yet.
Are you a deep playoff run?
Not there yet. We're not the 10-game requirement over 500. But, Bonte, you can't tell me that this guy, the vibes aren't all-time high.
No, the vibes are great with Buddy Hield right now.
Whatever is going on with him and Steve Kerr and this fit and this coaching staff and these players, like, He's bought in. He's responding. He's hitting big buckets. He's trying on defense. He's not the perfect player, but for whatever reason, this is the perfect situation for him.
Well, he understands his role with the second unit. And they say this. I have to talk to the coaching staff a little bit at Chaser because I'm trying to figure it out. I'm saying, look, man, this is insanity. All right? This is insanity. Everybody I talk to is like, even some of the coaching staff is like, look, man, we're just riding away. Like, I swear to God, I was talking to a coach before the Wednesday night Pelicans game. I go, what is this with Buddy Hield? What is this? And they go, you know, his assignment is simple. You sprint up and down the floor. You sprint. We will find you. You run hard down the floor. We will find you on the perimeter, and the ball will find you in this offense. And I asked the same question I'm asking you, and nobody knows the answer. I said, what was Indiana doing? Indiana played, like, they played at the fastest pace in the NBA. They did last season with Tyrese Halliburton. Uh-huh. They're going up and down, shooting threes. They traded Buddy. And I'm thinking, I'm watching Buddy here, and I'm thinking, why would Indiana give up on a guy like this if he's making shots like that? He goes to Philadelphia, doesn't play much in the postseason. Whatever. The Warriors get him on the cheap, and Chris DeMarco obviously coached him, as Fitz made the point, the astute point with Rod Adams and Chris DeMarco coaching Team Bahamas. Hey, this might work. This might work. And so they're keeping it simple. They're keeping it simple for JK. You run the floor, crash a little bit, be active. We want you diving to the rim. Buddy Hield, sprint from three-point line to three-point line and just let them things fly. And he's letting them fly right now, shooting over 50% from the three-point line. So my question is this sustainable? It might be. It just might be.
Look, if you want to have a great year in any sport, don't you need some random guys to step up and have whatever, not rejuvenation spots, but like close to career years in the roles that they're in?
Could happen.
Right? Like, I think about the year that they did win it all in 2022, because it's most recent. Like, Otto Porter Jr. was really good for long stretches of that year. Now, did it last the full season? No. But he was an integral part of that team. And I look at Buddy right now, and I'm saying to myself, like, he's giving me a lot of the elements, like, in terms of just whatever the team needs on a given possession, extra pass, you know, get to the rim, finish around the rim. Like, I texted you, I've never seen him dribble this much.
Dude, Buddy Hield, I'm telling you, man, this is a different dude.
I thought
dude.
That he was just a catch-and-shoot bomber with low half-court IQ. Like, I did. I thought he would just take poor shots, and he had the automatic, you know, shoot button on, who didn't try on defense. Then maybe he's just changed when he's here. He's been a revelation.
So he has been a revelation. Today, Stephen Curry questionable with the left ankle sprain. He's questionable, which means he's getting closer and closer to play. They're 3-0 without Steph. 3-0 without Steph. Andrew Wiggins, probable. Looked like he strained his back a little bit late in the fourth quarter, played in overtime. He battled through it. I like where Wiggins' activity is. Big offensive rebound late in the basketball game. Who else we got here? Sadiq Bey's going to be out for the Wizards. Brogdon's going to be out for the Wizards. Kyle Kuzma's out for the Wizards. So the Warriors can get right and improve to 2-0 in this five-game road trip here. A lot to like. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to play some sound from Saturday night. What a win against the Houston Rockets. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Locations to keep on to BayAreaOilChange.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.